What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, the books, there's lots of free resources there for you as well. You could check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And listeners of The Art of Being Well, I am giving away randomly free signed books of your choice. All you have to do is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well. My team and I will be going through Apple Podcast reviews every month and randomly picking a winner. And then we'll reach out to you and I'll send you a book. So you can put your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review or just message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole, screenshot the review, say, hey, I left a review, and we'll randomly pick a winner and send you the books again. All right, good luck. Let's get to today's guest. Her name is Catherine Arnston. Catherine is an expert in algae nutrition, a wellness thought leader, an experienced entrepreneur, and sought-after speaker. Catherine's journey into the fascinating world of algae began in 2008 when her younger sister was diagnosed with breast cancer and advised by her oncologist that an alkaline diet could improve her healing. Catherine left her 25-year corporate career to help her sister identify which foods were alkaline, and this led her to algae, the most alkaline, chlorophyll-rich, high-protein, nutrient-dense food in the world. When Catherine learned that algae's vast healing properties were documented in tens of thousands of scientific studies, but that none of these studies or benefits were known outside of Asia, she knew she needed to do something. Catherine has spent the last 10 years researching algae, writing papers, giving presentations, lecturing at conferences, and speaking on 150 plus and counting podcasts to explain the benefits of algae. You all are going to learn so much from this brilliant human being. Stay tuned through the entire conversation because at the end, I'll answer another one of your burning health questions and then ask me anything. All right, this is Catherine Arnston's Art of Being Well. Catherine, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Well, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for everything that you do. And I'm so glad to be part of your orbit.
Of course, for many years. I love energy bits.
Yeah, we're going way back.
Way back. So let's preface this. People are going to learn all about algae, its many uses, the history of it, what it can do for their health. So let's start with defining what is algae exactly.
Sure. Great question. Well, algae, in fact, is its own food category. It's its own food type because it's not a fruit and it's not a vegetable. And algae was the first life on Earth almost 3.5 billion years ago. And so algae is actually everywhere. But there are two main sort of categories of algae. And one is called macroalgae and one is called microalgae. We're going to be talking about microalgae today, but let me just confirm for people what macroalgae is. It's that big stringy stuff that you see washing up on shore, also known as seaweed, dulse, kelp. And it's very valuable because it has a lot of fiber and it has a lot of iodine in it because it comes from the ocean. But it actually is virtually has no nutrients. I buy kelp noodles and a whole pouch that could feed two people, I think has 5 calories in it because there's virtually no nutrition in it. But it's still very valuable for its fiber content. We're talking about microalgae. Now, unlike macroalgae, which is just in the ocean, microalgae is everywhere. It is in the ocean, but it's also in the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the soil, your swimming pool, your aquarium. It's everywhere. And it's called microalgae because it's microscopic in size. This stuff is so tiny, something like 1 million cells of microalgae could fit on the head of a pin. So you start to understand why it's called microalgae. Now, within microalgae, there are multiple types of microalgae. There's a strain called blue-green algae. There's a strain called green algae. There's a red algae. The two that most people know about are blue-green and green. And the two that we're going to be talking about today are spirulina and chlorella. Spirulina is a blue-green and chlorella is a green. And they are the only two that are harvested as food crops in fresh water. Now, I want to tell, I'm reasoning I'm going to dwell on this a bit is because there is blue-green algae in the ocean. And a lot of time you'll go on the internet and you'll read about a blue toxic blue-green algae, you know, closing a beach. Well, it's not spirulina. It's just one of the thousands of other strains of blue-green algae. And by the way, poor algae gets the bum rap because it only shows up when there's already bacteria in the water. Algae is the cleanup crew. So when you see algae, it's there to clean up. And in fact, algae is used in virtually every water treatment plant around the world because it does kill bacteria. So if you see a little green circle left on your plate after you run your water, that's because it's algae, because it's been killing the bacteria. But the two that we're going to talk about today, spirulina and chlorella, are the two that are harvested in fresh water. Again, I'm emphasizing that because things from the ocean can be toxic and algae will absorb whatever's in the water. So the fact that this is grown in fresh water, not the ocean, is very important. And number two, it's because algae is a food. Algae is not a supplement. I'm showing a picture of a spirulina farm. Now, you can't show me a supplement farm because they don't exist. Supplements are made in factories with high heat and extracts. And there are some better ones, of course. And Dr. Cole is very involved with some of that. But algae is a food. And the reason I mentioned that is because food gets absorbed by your body much more efficiently. And because algae is so concentrated, as you're going to find out, it is the most nutrient-dense food in the world. And that's not just my opinion. NASA endorses it as having 1,000 times more nutrition than any other vegetable. And United Nations endorses it because it has 3 times the amount of protein as steak, and they feel it's the answer to world hunger. So again, just to back up, algae is everywhere. Microalgae is the one that's the most concentrated. And spirulina and chlorella are two of the best known ones that are sold everywhere, including by us, although we're known for having the highest quality, purest, safest because of the extra effort we put into growing it. So that kind of gives you a bit of a backdrop.
Perfect. Absolutely. Like you mentioned, it's a whole food-based supplement. I don't even really necessarily see it as a supplement. I see it as a food just in this specific form, right? So what's the differences beyond the color between spirulina and chlorella? What are the differences?
Yeah. And a lot of people do think it's a supplement because I'm going to show you pictures of, we sell them in tiny tablets. This one is a darker blue color because it has two pigments. That's the spirulina. It's a blue-green. And this is the chlorella, which is a green. And the tablets are about the size of a baby aspirin. So they would at first glance look like a supplement because they're about the shape of a baby aspirin. The difference is you can eat these. You can't eat a supplement. And I eat them all day long, especially the chlorella. I love it with macadamia nuts or pistachios. But let's look at that question, which is a really great one because they are quite different and they do different things in your body. And they should be taken at different times of day. So let's look at spirulina first. That's the first one that was on Earth 3.4 billion years ago. And it's known, as I said, it's a blue-green algae, and it's been known for decades for as a nourishing algae. Now, it not only nourishes your body, but it gives you energy mentally and physically, which is why we call our spirulina energy beds, or at least one of the brands. We have another brand I'll tell you about in a minute. So you may say to yourself, well, how does it give me energy? Well, first of all, I want you to know that there's only one ingredient in here. There's also only one calorie per tablet, and there's zero carbs, but there's 64% protein and 40 vitamins and minerals. The most important ones you want to know about that give you energy are the fact that of that protein, the protein's already in amino acid form. That's important because normally your body, when it breaks down animal protein, can take up to 2 to 3 days to do that. And if you don't have the factors and cofactors, you absorb 10% of it as aminos. Well, because the algae is already in amino acid form, it's very efficient nutrition. And spirulina is technically a bacteria. It does not have a cellulose wall. So the combination of all the aminos, and it's a complete protein, by the way, it has 18 of the aminos, including all the 9 essential aminos. So the fact that they're already in amino acids, there's no cellulose wall for your body to break down, it gets absorbed virtually instantly. And then the good news is spirulina has all of the B vitamins, every single one of them. And B vitamins are what convert glucose and protein into energy. When we first started, we were discovered by the triathlon and marathon community, and we quickly became a sports nutrition company for a while. Olympic athletes, we still fuel NHL teams, Olympic teams, because it gave them steady energy without upsetting their stomach. If anyone who's listening is a marathoner or triathlete, you know that when you take those gels and bars and drinks that are loaded with carbs and sugar, you get stomach distress and cramps, and it's not pretty. Well, none of that happens with spirulina because, of course, there's no sugar, chemicals, or caffeine or carbs, and it gives you a steady energy, no rush and no crash. Plus the fact that it's a vasodilator, which means it releases nitric oxide, which opens up your blood vessels. So more energy can get to your body and your brain. It has boron, which helps with your synapses, and it's loaded with essential fatty acids, which help with your thought pattern. So the athletes were never expecting the great focus that they would get from it. So it's not just physical energy, it's mental energy and focus. And because there's zero carbs, and because it's rich in protein and essential fatty acids, it's nourishing and satisfies your hunger. So if you're doing intermittent fasting, and I hope most people are, I'm sure a lot of them are who are listening to you, Dr. Cole, because it's a great way to help you with managing your own energy and your weight. So it's great for intermittent fasting. It does not interfere with your fast at all. It's great if you're doing a keto diet because, again, no carbs. We've tested this. So spirulina, very energizing and very nourishing. But what we found was, and I started the company because my sister had breast cancer. She's fine now, but her oncologist encouraged her to change her diet to an alkaline diet, which turned out to be a plant-based diet. And I helped her with that, which led me to algae. But so I mentioned that because women's health is very important to me. And when I first started the company, we only had the spirulina brand, which is Energy Bits. And I noticed women weren't purchasing it. My girlfriends literally said, well, you need to make it pink and give it a cute name. And because the high protein and the essential fatty acids build your skin and hair, I did make a second brand and called it Beauty Bits. So they are identical, just different packaging. By the way, I want to point out that there's more collagen in algae than there is in collagen powder. So if you're looking for collagen to build your skin, your joints, your bones, and I hope you are, algae, you'll up-level when you take algae for those purposes. And algae is sustainable, whereas collagen powder is not. It's actually made from crushed animal bones. But so that's spirulina, nourishing, energizing, great for your skin and hair.
Healthy living takes effort and is more important than ever. Change is hard, but existing habits are extremely powerful. This is where a new wellness brand, Better and Better, comes in. They embed better health and wellness into our existing habits and routines. How are they doing this? With science-backed 2-in-1 natural vegan toothpaste, Better and Better's toothpaste is formulated to the strictest clean ingredient standards with safe, gentle, vegan, natural, and organic ingredients you'll recognize. They've removed all the bad stuff. No sodium lauryl sulfate, no parabens, no GMOs, no harsh abrasives, no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives, and infused with a daily dose of vitamins you need. Simply by brushing your teeth an already good habit that hopefully you're doing twice a day for 2 minutes. With Better and Better's energy toothpaste, you can get a micro dose of vitamins, specifically vitamins B12 and vitamin D3, two of the most necessary and lacking vitamins for most people. Right now, you can try Better and Better's vitamin-infused toothpaste and any of their natural oral care products and save with this exclusive offer for the Art of Being Well listeners. Just use code WILLCOLE at checkout for 20% off your first order. Visit betterandbetter.com to learn more about the science behind their toothpaste, their super clean ingredients, and shop. Don't forget, you can save 20% off your first order at betterandbetter.com with code WILLCOLE at checkout. Our next partner has a product I have loved for years. It's Athletic Greens. So what is Athletic Greens, you ask? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day off right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy levels, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. It supports mental clarity and alertness. It supports better sleep quality and recovery. It's one thing you can do every single day to take better care of yourself. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system and energy with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's all you have to do. To make it really easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D. I look at labs all day long for patients. Vitamin D deficiency is extremely ubiquitous. So it's a great way to get your vitamin D levels optimized. And they're also going to give you 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WillCole. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/WillCole to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
I'm Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from drugs and alcohol 6 years ago, I've been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you. From how to achieve optimal health, well-being, and fulfillment, to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures, I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with experts and inspirational guests. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
And then chlorella, what's those hallmarks?
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to mention. So because generally people are hungry in the morning and they want energy in the morning, or, you know, midday, you might have a 2 o'clock slump or before a workout. That's when most people take their spirulina, is in the morning and the afternoon before a workout or before anything that requires focus. Now, I will say the only downside about spirulina is it's not a flavor that most people really adjust to overnight. So it's very earthy and it's very chewy because of all that protein. So most people swallow it or they toss it in their smoothie. Now, chlorella, completely different algae. It's a wellness algae. Spirulina, energizing. Chlorella is a wellness algae. Now, why is that? Well, it's because, first of all, remember I said spirulina has the highest protein in the world? Chlorella has the highest chlorophyll in the world. Chlorophyll is what builds your blood. It helps with your immune system. And I'm going to show you a picture. This is a picture of your hemoglobin chemical cell, and this is the chlorophyll, and they're virtually identical. The only difference is your hemoglobin has that iron atom in the middle and to carry.
For people that are hearing this and not seeing this, what we saw was the carbon bonds between hemoglobin and chlorophyll. You said virtually identical.
Yeah.
Identical. Yeah. Got it.
So, and that, you know, when you look at that and you realize, wow, they're virtually identical. That's why chlorophyll builds your blood. And up until even as recent as World War II, when they ran out of blood for transfusions for the injured, they would give them liquid chlorophyll because they would heal just as fast as if they'd had a blood transfusion. By the way, chlorophyll has also been used topically to kill bacteria. It kills bacteria in your mouth. You want fresh breath, chlorophyll, and of course, chlorella is the way to go. So chlorella number one, builds your blood, so that helps build your health. The other amazing thing about chlorella is that it has the hardest cell wall in the plant kingdom. Remember I said spirulina doesn't have one at all, and that's why it gets absorbed so quickly. Chlorella is the complete opposite. Sort of like, you know, when you have kids, you know, one wants to do one thing and the other one wants to do the complete opposite. So that's what chlorella did. Hardest cell wall in the plant kingdom. But here's the amazing thing about that hard cell wall. It attaches to toxins of any kind. All the heavy metals, lead, mercury, radiation, aluminum. It also identifies alcohol as a toxin, lactic acid as a toxin. So it chelates them, which means it pulls them out of your body, out of your blood, out of your cells, out of your organs, and removes them from your body. So that is very important to maintaining your health. Your health issues all start at the cellular level. And if you have toxins in there, it's very difficult to achieve optimal health. So that's number two. Number three is chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment. Now, you know, all your health issues start at the cellular level, and part of the good and bad, and one of the most important things to keep your cells healthy is to keep your cell wall healthy. That will ensure nutrients can get in and toxins can get out. Now, one of the ways you do that is with healthy fats. And fortunately, chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment. I'm going to show you another picture. This is a picture. The top picture is a few of the spirulina tablets put in a plate with water. And you'll see, if those who are watching, a beautiful blue color disperses evenly through the water. But when you put the chlorella tablets on a plate and do the same thing, they don't disperse at all. They just clump together. I did this about 50 times when I first started, and I thought, what is going on? And I finally realized that's because the blue pigment in spirulina is a water-based pigment, which has lots of healing properties for your blood. And the chlorophyll in chlorella is a fat-based pigment, and that's why it heals your cell walls. So I tell people, you know, when you have dirty windows, you can't see out and sunlight can't get in, and that's not a good situation. So think of chlorophyll as window washers for your cell walls. It ensures that the nutrients can get in and the toxins can get out. And when that is happening, then your mitochondria are healthier, they can function better, they can live longer, they can reduce the free radicals, because a lot of when you have excess free radicals in your cell, that causes your cell to get more acidic because there's less oxygen. And that causes damage to the mitochondria, causes damage to the cell, and can lead to fatigue, brain fog, and ultimately down to some serious chronic illnesses. So chlorophyll is one of the ways to prevent all that. But here's the thing. There's virtually no chlorophyll in our food anymore. You know, our soils are so damaged. The ozone layer is so damaged. Science has shown, they're calling this the great nutrient collapse, the era of the great nutrient collapse. Even if you are eating vegetables, it is almost impossible to get the nutrients you need, including chlorophyll. So you'll be stunned to know that chlorella has 500 times more chlorophyll than arugula, and it even has 25 times more chlorophyll than liquid chlorophyll. So if you're looking for chlorophyll, and I hope you are, this is the best source. And so the combination of the rich chlorophyll, the pulling out of the toxins, the building of your immune system, the building of your blood, chlorella is a wellness algae. It helps you recover your health. It helps you recover from sports. It helps you recover from drinking. It's just a remarkable product. In fact, the United Nations used it at Chernobyl to pull out radiation after the disaster there. After the Fukushima disaster, the entire global supply of chlorella was bought up within 24 hours because the Asians know that it's the only thing that pulls out radiation. Speaking of the Japanese, by the way, they have the best longevity, the lowest cancer rates, the best skin and hair. And guess what? They don't leave their house without taking chlorella every day. And they have taken it for over 50 years. You'll be stunned to know that algae is a multi-billion, that's with a B, multi-billion dollar agricultural crop in Asia. And I'm here to help you understand why it's so important and why the Japanese are benefiting from it. And so should you. You just need to be informed about what it is. So that's why chlorella is so important. And because your body goes through a detox and repair cycle when you sleep, we generally recommend you take chlorella before you go to bed. Now, you can take it any time of day, but certainly before you go to bed, because when you're sleeping, things like when you're in a deep sleep, your brain shrinks a little bit so that you have a lymphatic system in your brain that's similar to your body. So it helps your brain wash out toxins like aluminum. So if you have chlorella before you go to bed, then you'll be able to facilitate that cleansing. Chlorella also stimulates peristalsis, which is also known as bowel movements. And that is a very important part of your health. You want to get rid of the stuff that you don't need anymore. Chlorella also has cool things like the highest RNA and DNA in the world. So it restores your DNA and our RNA, has the highest tryptophan in the world. And tryptophan is the precursor to melatonin, which helps you get into deep sleep. It has the daily requirement of K2 that moves excess calcium out of soft tissue like your blood vessels into your bones. So I tell you, I couldn't live without this. I mean, I love spirulina too, and I do take both of them every day, but this should be on every single person's list, your shopping list, gift to yourself, gift to your kids, to your pets, because we gather so many toxins in our daily life. We're exposed to them, and you need to be cleaning them out, not just daily or not just weekly or annually, daily. Because I'll also mention something else that I didn't know until recently. You know, your bodies are constantly regenerating themselves, right? Your skin repairs, regenerates every 24 days. Your stomach lining, I think, every 4 days. Your liver takes, I think, 7 years. Nonetheless, it's constantly regenerating itself. Well, where does the old stuff go, right? There's 30 trillion cells that die every day in your body. But that's the good news, because new stuff is coming in. But you know, That's trash. That's cellular trash that you got to take out. If you don't take the trash out from your own home, you know how stinky it gets, right? Well, you've got to get rid of those dead cells in your body too. Even if you lived in a bubble, you would still be having toxic cells, because if you don't get rid of them, they attract bacteria, they clog up your lymphatic system, they attract disease. So I say taking chlorella every day is like giving your body a shower from the inside.
That
keeps you clean and pristine.
I love it. Supporting those detox pathways. I mean, because of these compounds that are very unique to these algaes and the nutrient density of them.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to therapy and psychiatry, getting the help you need has never been so simple. When you're able to access your provider from the comfort of your device, it means therapy can be on your schedule. And alleviating the wait times to get an appointment or the travel time to the office can free up time for the rest of your life. Talkspace is so convenient and accessible. My patients love it. They really are they're doing what I do in functional medicine with telehealth. They are changing the game in the mental wellness space. I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. You can sign up online and start therapy the same day as you sign up. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist. So it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions from the comfort of your home or wherever you're at. If it's on your lunch break, many of my patients love that as well. It's affordable, it's accessible, it's secure and private. They use the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of The Art of Being Well, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code ABW to get $100 off your first month and show your support for The Art of Being Well. That's ABW and Talkspace.com. Typical children's vitamins are basically, let's be honest, they're candy in disguise. They're filled with teaspoons and teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk growing kids honestly should not be eating. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved superpowered chewable vitamin. While most children's vitamins are filled with lots of sugar and can contribute to a variety of different health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes really great and is perfect for picky eaters. I have two kids, and my son is notoriously picky. He loves Hiya and has it every day. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and vegetables, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, honestly, that I see low on kids' labs all the time when I'm looking at patients' labs. Vitamin D, for example, B12, vitamin C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immune system function, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, healthy teeth, bones, and so much more. I've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this special deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/Will Cole. This deal is not available. You're not going to see this on their regular website. So you have to go to hiyahealth.com/Will Cole. And get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Something that I wanted to highlight on both of these is that, as you mentioned, they're packed with protein and they're a complete protein, which not all plant-based proteins, and this is, you know, you mentioned it sort of being a hybrid. It's not really a plant-based. Let's call it a vegan protein because it's not plant or animal. It's very special.
Right.
But so that's important because you're getting all the essential amino acids. And then the other thing that I want to highlight is the B12. You mentioned having all the B vitamins. That's B12, and not just the B12 analog. Chlorella, correct me if I'm wrong, has true B12 in it, which you cannot really get from vegan sources naturally.
Yeah. And, you know, there's lots of stuff on the internet about it not being the right B12. Well, you know, we test ours. That's the other reason why doctors like yourself like to recommend our products, because we do third-party lab tests. And not only to show that there are no toxins, but to confirm the nutrients that we say are in there are truly in there. And I don't know anybody else that does that. But B12 is there. Now, anybody who knows anything about B12 knows it actually doesn't really exist. I mean, it's created in your gut by your bacteria. But remember, algae is not plant, and spirulina is officially a bacteria. It's called a cyanobacteria. So it makes sense that it has the B12 in it, because it started in as a bacteria. So it has these unique properties that no other plant has. And on that note, I want to point out too, that I was on Dr. Stephen Gundry's podcast a little while ago, and he endorses algae as well, because he's all about lectins and oxalates, which can damage your stomach lining and lead to autoimmune, because food passes through your stomach lining and gets into your blood, and then your body attacks itself thinking there's, you know, because there are things in there that shouldn't be there. Well, algae doesn't have lectins and oxalates because, you know, plants develop lectins and oxalates because they're land-based organisms, and they needed to protect themselves from predators like bugs and your local cat and dog who want to chew off their tulips and their leaves. So they develop these things that are, you know, they taste terrible. So the animals and predators go away, but they're also very poisonous to humans. Some people have a great sensitivity to them. Some don't, but because, you know, they're not good for you. Well, algae started in the ocean. It's never been a land plant. It's never had to develop those kinds of defense mechanisms. So it doesn't have lectins and oxalates. So you start to understand why the B12 argument is kind of, you know, full of holes too, because it is a bacteria, and that's what generates B12 in your own gut. And on that note, I want to mention one more thing that makes algae very unique, and we may be able to get deeper into this, is this whole issue of vitamin K2. You may not be familiar with K2. It was only discovered about 25 years ago, which in the world of vitamins is, you know, like a newborn. It's almost brand spanking new. Most people are still unfamiliar with it. And K2 is related to K1. K1 isn't anything that's green. You can eat a room full of arugula or kale and you won't get a drop of K2, because humans do not have the bacteria in their gut that can convert K1 to K2. Only animals do. So here's the thing. We had no problem with shortages of K2 back in the 50s and 60s, because why? Animals were grazing on pastures and the grass had K1 in it, and the animals could convert the K1 into K2. So when we ate animal protein, we were able to absorb the K2 because it was in the animal protein. And then back in the 70s, the farmers realized, heck, if we put the animals into enclosures and fed them corn, we can make more money because they'll get fat a lot faster. And so that's what happened. And overnight, the K2 in our food supply disappeared because K2 doesn't exist in any other food. It's only in grass-fed animal protein or, drumroll, algae. Mm-hmm. It's also in something called natto, which is a Japanese dish.
But fermented soybeans.
Yeah, and nobody here eats those. So you get the daily requirement of K2 from chlorella. Spirulina has a little less, but that's why it's so important to be aware of some of these nutrients. Because what does K2 do? As I mentioned, it moves calcium out of soft tissue. And why is that so important? They're realizing that a lot of heart disease, arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, is because of too much calcium in your arteries. That's what's hardening, is the calcium. Yeah. They're realizing a lot of Alzheimer's is literally hardening of your brain. Think of, kidney stones. What's hardening? It's calcium. Mm-hmm. So we're all taking calcium and D3 to help with absorption of calcium. But guess what?
Yeah.
It's going to the wrong place. It needs to be in your bones. That's the storehouse for calcium. But for most of us, it's going everywhere else. It's like having your teenager, we keep telling them to put their dirty laundry in the laundry basket, but they throw it everywhere, right? It's a mess. Well, think of that's what's happening in your body. You've got a mess of calcium all over the place and you need to move it to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, K2 does that. K2 tells calcium where to go and it modulates inflammation levels.
Yes.
It modulates the immune system, just so many things. Very important point. Vitamin K2 deficiencies are rampant in our culture because of the reasons you mentioned. And it's one of the few places to get it. People aren't chewing down natto.
I know. Not here anyways. In Japan, yes.
right. Not in the West. But I highlight K2 quite a bit in research because I see it on labs so much. And people that are struggling with these immune issues, inflammatory problems, osteoporosis, it is a K2 deficiency. And you mentioned heart attack and stroke risk. It's just so important.
Yeah.
It's great, great highlighting point.
Yeah.
So what do you say to the people that you touched on it at the top of the conversation, but I'd like to go a little bit deeper here, is that on them because they see it on the news of, algae being toxic and accumulating toxins. And you mentioned freshwater being such an important part here. What do you say to the person that they're worried about contamination of algae?
Well, number one, you don't want to go sticking your head in your swimming pool and, sucking back whatever algae's sitting there or taking it.
Yeah. Now I know that.
So, this is the irony is, algae, it looks, because it's everywhere, people think, it's I could just pick it up and use it. No, because algae does absorb whatever's in the water. Years ago, there was a company called E3 Live that grew their algae in Klamath Lake. And then there were a lot of tests done on Klamath Lake and that was found to be full of mycotoxins. By the way, we test for ours and we don't have any because we are grown in fresh water. So it's a very complex crop. The Japanese back in the 50s are the ones that learned how to grow algae for mass consumption in a way that was safe. And it's very complicated. It starts in test tubes and they move it outside. And so it's not really something that you want to be toying around with. Algae is the most nutrient-dense food in the world, but because it's probably the only food I can think of where it's definitely not something you want to buy that's grown wild. So I'd urge you not to even consider that. you're taking algae to improve your nutrients, to help you correct a health issue or maintain your health. And the last thing you want to do is introduce toxins, which, I will say also the problem up until we came along was most algae that was sold in the market and still is sold in the market comes from China. And there have been lots of studies that show that, even ones that are labeled organic don't quite fit the bill. So, we grow ours in Taiwan, triple filtered spring mountain water, and we chose Taiwan because it has the highest quality standards and toughest certifications. And we do another round of tests here. So you want to be very careful where you get your algae from. It can be the godsend to your health, honestly. I mean, the blue zones, this is the kind of thing that, certainly in Japan, one of the blue zones, this is what they take every day. And one of the main things I like about algae is that, remember, it has 40 vitamins and minerals in it. So most people I know, you go to their house, they've got like anywhere from 10 to 20 different vitamins. There's multivitamin, CoQ10, you know, magnesium, potassium. Well, you know, and they all run out at different times. They take up a lot of room. And you sometimes you got to be careful when you take them, because you take them when you haven't eaten, and it makes you nauseous because they're made of extracts. And you know, you can get rid of, you know, 60, 90% of those because they're all in the algae naturally. And it comes, it's from Mother Nature's. So it's absorbed easier. I say algae is the real deal. I mean, it's the full orchestra of nutrition. Yeah. Why be satisfied with soloists when you can get the whole, when you can get the whole orchestra, right?
People age at different speeds, and the date on your license may not represent your inner biological age at all. If you're looking for ways to extend your health span and slow down the accelerated aging process, the keys to health and longevity run in your blood. That's why Inside Tracker provides you with a personalized plan to improve your metabolism, reduce your stress levels, improve your sleep, and optimize your health for the long haul. It was created by leading scientists in aging genetics and biometrics. Inside Tracker analyzes your blood, your DNA, and fitness tracking data to identify where you're optimized and also where you're not. You'll get a daily action plan with personalized guidance on the right exercise for your body, the right nutrition for your body, and supplementation for your body. It's bioindividuality, the heart of what I do in functional medicine, at its best. What I also love about this, and you have to add this on, is something that they call Inner Age 2.0. I love this. You can add this to any plan for a definitive calculation of your true biological age. You're going to be shocked by the results to see how you're aging from the inside out. For a limited time, get 20% off the entire Inside Tracker store. Just go to insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell. That's insidetracker.com/artofbeingwell, or you can use code WillCole at checkout to get that 20% off. I always say, I mean, I'm a broken record with my patients, is food is first. You cannot supplement your way out of a poor diet. And yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I see this as a food.
Yeah.
You can chew it, blend it in a smoothie. I mean, it is very much a whole food based nutrient source. So how much should we be taking, Catherine? What's the recommended dose?
Well, you know, when we first started, we were working with elite athletes, as I mentioned, Olympic athletes, NHL players, and we still work with them. And so they needed a minimum of 30 tablets to feel any kind of improvement, either for energy or for recovery, because, you know, they're, you know, elite machines. But now that we're working with consumers, most of whom are not getting the nutrients they need. I mean, you could start with as few as 2 or 3 tablets a day just to get started. But to truly, if you want to replace most of your other vitamins, let's say I use Energy Bits, the spirulina, as sort of the replacement for a lot of your other supplements, because it has that extra essential fatty acids. It can replace fish oil, CoQ10, multivitamin, magnesium, potassium. So to get the true benefits in replacing those, I would think maybe 5 or 10 a day. Now, there is no upper limit. You can have, like, our NHL players put 70 of the tablets of spirulina in their smoothie before a game, because remember, they have very short spurts of energy on the ice and they need access to that. Now, you know, when you're walking your dog, you don't need that kind of, you know, bolt of energy, although you could certainly take them if you wanted, but 5 or 10 would be a good number. And same with the chlorella, 5 or 10 would be sufficient to get you that chlorophyll boost, help you with your K2 and the RNA and DNA. So you could take 5 or 10. However, if you want to enjoy the detox benefits of the chlorella, you do need to take closer to 20 to 30 tablets. And the reason for that is because if you don't have enough of the chlorella, it will not chelate the toxins out. It won't pull them out. You'll still enjoy the immune support, but you won't get the detox benefits. So I don't want to scare anybody, but I mean, I absolutely live on this stuff. I mean, I am the true testament of what algae can do for you. And I'll share with you, I turned 65 recently and I feel great. You know, people tell me I look great. I sleep great.
You look amazing.
I have happy amazing. Trips to the bathroom every day.
This is the place to talk about that, Catherine.
Yeah. And I have over 150 chlorella tablets a day. I mean, seriously, I live on this stuff.
Wow. Yeah. You have how many a day? 150?
Well, you know, we have these little tins. They're called little travel tins we put inside your bag or canister when you buy them. And you can fit about 70 in one of those. So I have easily two of these a
wow.
day. So there's no upper limit. I'm not suggesting anyone take that much, because remember, I don't have to buy mine. And I also have a lot of food sensitivity. So I have a very limited portfolio of foods that I can digest. I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I have issues.
Yeah. And I would, something you touched upon earlier, and let me just say this, that most of our patients have autoimmunity. This is tolerated by everyone. This is not, like you mentioned, a lot of protein sources like albumin and egg whites or whey, or a lot of plant-based protein, a lot of lectins. They could be very irritating to someone's system. This is very well tolerated. Every single patient of ours gets samples of energy bits because of that, because not just the protein, but overall the nutrient density.
Yeah.
It's just so well tolerated for people that have GI issues, inflammatory problems, food sensitivities, et cetera. So I just wanted to add that.
Thank you. And I call it effortless nutrition. I also call it intelligent food, because you have to be smart to take it and it knows what to do in your body. But just, you know, just from a personal note, I've always loved vegetables and I struggled because I would get terrible gas, but I knew vegetables were important for me. So I would hunker down and just, you know, go with it. But, you know, you don't get any gas. You get no repeat. Same with fish oil. I struggled for years taking fish oil and I would get repeat. This never repeats on you, number one. Number two, spirulina, because it's a bacteria, it actually has zero fiber. Chlorella does have a small amount of fiber because it has that hard cellulose wall, and it's just enough to feed those beautiful bacteria in your gut to release the short chain fatty acids so that you can have that really healthy gut, and which connects, of course, with through the vagus nerve to your brain. So you'll have a healthy brain and no digestive issues at all. I think that's one of the reasons why I love it so much. I have literally stopped buying vegetables. It will not give you fiber, but that's good news for people like me. It will replace all of the nutrients that would be in your vegetables. And by the way, it never goes bad. We do have to put an expiry date on it. It's usually 2 or 3 years, because that's a requirement by the FDA. But here's the cool thing about algae. Even when it's growing, if the growing conditions deteriorate, like no rain, no sun, any other crop, corn, wheat, neither of which are good for you anyways, but they die, right? Even your tomatoes will die. Not algae. It will go dormant indefinitely until the growing conditions return. And an example of that is a group from the National Geographic was up in the Antarctic, and they took some ice chips and they dated them to be about a billion years old. And there was some algae attached to the ice. And just out of curiosity, they took them back to the lab, threw it in a Petri dish, put some water in it, boom. The thing grew a billion years later, started growing. Yay, algae.
Well, yeah, resilience.
You know, it never, because we don't use high heat, which is also a way, one of the things to distinguish us from anybody else. We're not a high volume supplier. So we don't have to use high heat to dry it, to get it to market quickly. So all the enzymes are intact and it's still a raw food. So you can keep this stuff for years and it will never go bad. I don't know about you, but my arugula goes yellow after about 3 days. My broccoli goes limp after 2. It just annoyed me. And so I thought, you know, forget I'm just not going to eat vegetables anymore. I got chlorella and I'm good to go.
my son, who is a picky eater at 15 years old, he's been taking energy bits for years because he can swallow, take it back. I know he's getting nutrient dense foods. I love this stuff. This stuff I take personally, my kids, and my patients. So I can't thank you enough.
Well, and pets too, by the way. If anyone has cats or dogs or any other kind of creature, mm-hmm. I can assure you the animals will love you to death.
Chew it up.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I'll tell you a funny story on that. We had a customer email us years ago. They took their bag of energy bits with them on a camping trip. And in the middle of the night, a bear invaded their campground. So they scrambled out and ran away, and they came back a couple hours later. And their bags of supplements had been opened, but they were all still there. Not the Energy Bits bag. It was ripped open and licked clean. So even the bears know what's good for them, right?
Those bears will get you, man. I spent some time up in the Smoky Mountains. They're everywhere. Anyway, so as you know, the podcast is called The Art of Being Well. This is your Art of Being Well. This is Catherine Arnston's Art of Being Well. I'm going to just throw out different things. I'm going to pick your brain about different facets of wellness. First question is, if you were stuck on a desert island, this is an easy question, maybe say other than algae, but if you're stuck on a desert island looking for nutrient density, obviously we learned today that spirulina, chlorella, so nutrient dense. But what food, one food for the rest of your life for survival and nutrient density, what would that be? Second to algae.
Oh man, you're putting me in a bag. I can't think of anything else. It's the I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. I mean, I am so grateful that algae found me. By the way, it found me. I didn't find it because I don't know what I would live on without it. Well, right now, to be perfectly honest, I'm really in love with pistachio nuts.
Okay.
They're very low in lectins, good protein. Of course, they'd have to be shelled so I don't have to work too hard. But
well, if you're stuck on an island, you don't have anything better to do. You can shell some pistachios. All right, great. Next question, completely opposite. Purely on taste alone, on deliciousness, on flavor, one food for the rest of your life, you only had one, what would that be?
Oh, man. Well, you know, of course, well, for me, it's chlorella and pistachios. We're going to even do a trail mix that's mixed up with them because I'm going to call them stash and bits. Or macadamia nuts and algae. We're going to call them mac and bits. I'm going to throw out a challenge to your listeners. Get some macadamia nuts and a few chlorella tablets, the recovery bits, doesn't work with spirulina, and throw them in your mouth together. Close your eyes and you will swear you're eating potato chips. It's unbelievable.
So I'll have to try that out.
Yeah. No, seriously. That's why I want to do a trail mix to get the stuff out there. So you can watch your football, hockey, whatever it is you're watching and snack and feed your health at the same time.
That's a good answer. I love it. Yeah. So we're talking about an algae, pistachio, or macadamia nut trail mix.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Next question. If you had, other than the algae, two supplements that have been the biggest game changers for you, what would you say?
A D3. For sure. It's right up there because I live in the Northeast and we don't get any sun. And so that would be.
You could get your K2 from the algae.
Yes, I could get the K2. Yeah. So D3 and probably magnesium. I'm a big fan of magnesium. It supports smooth muscle, which is your heart, your blood vessels, your elimination. You know, a lot of people who are constipated, I really encourage them, just take the chlorella. And if that's not, you know, helping up your game on the magnesium. So in fact, the only other supplements I take other than algae is D3. And occasionally I throw in a little bit of magnesium. I take nothing else.
That's
absolutely
amazing.
Nothing else. Very, very efficient.
Food as medicine, my friend.
Yes.
So second part of that is, what type of magnesium? Do you have like a specific kind, magnesium glycinate or oxide or threonate?
I actually don't pay that much attention to it because there's magnesium in the algae. So I just take it occasionally to up level.
Okay.
Because, let's face it, when you travel, you get easily constipated. Your system is, not operating on its regularity program. I don't take any drugs. But a lot of people, I think something like 30% of the Americans are on prescription drugs, and drugs are constipating. So there's lots of things that throw off your bowel movements. So I only really take the magnesium as a bonus when I'm traveling.
Got it. All right. Next question. What's the latest wellness tool or biohack? If you're into any sort of tech stuff or biohack things, what are you into lately?
Yeah. Well, I bought myself a red light therapy device, not because I need any energy, because it does, you know, supposed to help with reduced inflammation and, you know, helping with your collagen, your mitochondria. And I now do stretches in the morning, sort of meditation stretches in front of the red light therapy, again, because I live in the Northeast. So I'm so conscious of the power of nature to revive you. And so if you aren't getting outside to enjoy the benefits of nature, like the sun, we're lucky that there's lots of great technologists who have been able to support those of us who can't experience Mother Nature at her best. So mm-hmm. that would be my most recent one. And we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. All right. Next question. What's your favorite? I'm curious of this. What's your favorite way to exercise?
Well, I had a pretty good routine before I started this company. And then I've been working 16-hour days for
now. You're just
a
founder. You have the founder exercise routine.
But I'm a big yoga fan. I've been doing yoga for 15 years. I'm also a big fan of walking. And I actually walk with hand weights to get a little bit of upper body. I've lost some of my leg strength because I've been sitting for too long. And so I, you know, tell everybody, please don't do what I did. So, you know, I like the high intensity activities because get your blood, you know, going and respiratory system. But my go-to is yoga and walking with hand weights.
Love it. Any type of yoga, what's your favorite?
Oh, I love them all. Ashtanga, flow. It gets you into both a state of mind. And I'll tell you, it's really helped me with my company because very often you're in a yoga pose. It's a little, you're stretching your capabilities and you'd like to get out of the pose as quickly as possible, but you hang in there because you don't want to look silly and you're not supposed to think that way, but you do. And so you develop this sort of patience with yourself and with your body, which has helped me with what I'm doing here because I've spent 12 years researching algae and I've had to develop a lot of patience because a lot of people still don't believe me and they still aren't sure about it. And I try, you know, when I'm trying to change the world and people are, they don't want to, you know, listen, I have to be patient with them. So the yoga has taught me great patience with myself and it's really helped me with what I'm doing now. So, it's
beautiful.
Got more spiritual benefits than just the straight physical.
Yeah, truly. All right. I'm interested to know your answer here. What's the best piece of advice that you've received and who gave it to you?
Well, my answer is going to be a little odd because it's actually Mother Nature. I am a student of Mother Nature. And, you know, we live in such a fast-paced world. We want results quickly where everyone's on TikTok. Well, not me, but TikTok and Instagram. And I mean, I'm on Instagram, but not TikTok. And so we get very short-sighted with expectations. And if stuff doesn't show up instantly, we give up. Mother Nature is not like that, you know. The seasons change with such gradual amounts. The sunlight slowly changes. The temperature slowly goes up or down. It's a very eventual shift. Nothing dramatic. I mean, we do have hurricanes and, you know, moments like that. But and the same thing when you look at an oak tree, a very old oak tree. I mean, it didn't become a big old oak tree overnight. It stood the test of time. It was happy with the gradually, you know, leaves growing and also in nature, there's room for everybody. There's room for all plants. You know, when there's a lot of fly, I live in an area with some gardens and, you know, I chuckle sometimes. I see these tulips, like they look like they're doing origami or you know, they're Cirque du Soleil. They're in these contorted positions to get access to the sunlight and they find their way. There's room for everybody. So
wow.
I just know that, you know, I'm doing what I need to do because this is my path. I'm so grateful that I'm doing this because it brings me such joy and I've learned patience. But if I ever have any questions, I just step outside and I look at nature and it soothes me. Literally, it soothes
wow.
me.
That's beautiful. Standing the test of time, resilience, just being, and there's room for everybody.
Everyone.
I think that's beautiful. Great answer. That's probably the best answer I've gotten so far in the podcast.
Well, that's all the right. truth.
Love it. Last question. What's a book that you've read in the last year that's really inspired you or got you thinking in a fresh new way?
Yeah. Well, I'm a student of A Course of Miracles. It was written back in the 60s. I think it's published 50 million. I've read
a copy.
Literally. I think I've read it three times, and they are so funny. In the opening chapter, it says, you know, if you bought this, you probably bought it years ago and you put it down and you couldn't bear to read it because it's hard going. It's very spiritual. And again, it's supposed to be channeled from the universe. So it has great messages. And when you live in, I was in corporate for 25, 30 years, which was a very fast paced world. I didn't belong there because it's very tough. I'm just not made that way. And I didn't know there was another way to live until I got into this wellness community and found my tribe and found books like that. You can buy it on Amazon, A Course in Miracles. It's probably $40. It's very big. It's bigger than the Bible, by the way, printed on very thin paper.
Massive.
And you don't have to read the whole thing. Just pick it up occasionally and read a few passages. Again, it's very calming. And this is the great thing about truth and why I like algae so much. The truth will resonate with you. It doesn't ever change. It just feels whole and feels good. And that's why I love algae, is because it's the truth. I mean, it's the real deal. It's from Mother Nature, the first life on Earth. And it's a gift to us from her. So, you know, whenever you're sort of frazzled, and so many of us are, I always say, step outside, get on the ground, read something like that that's just there for you to help you connect with you. Your soul has a very quiet voice. It will never shout. It will never try to get your attention. It's your job to listen to it. But it makes you calm when you do. And that's what's happened to me.
That's beautiful. Catherine Arnston, how can people learn more about what you're doing, learn more about Energy Bits? Where do they go?
Yeah. Well, our main website is energybits.com, E-N-E-R-G-Y, B for boy, I-T-S. And we have a 20% discount code for all your listeners. The code is Dr. Will Cole. All one word, no dot after the doctor, just Dr. Will Cole. And it works on all the products. And just to recap, the chlorella is the green one called Recovery Bits that it builds your immune system and pulls out toxins. The spirulina is either the energy bits or the beauty bits. They're identical. It's just whether, you know, someone said you got a boy spirulina and a girl spirulina. And then we have another brand called Vitality Bits, which is a blend of the two algae. They do come in large bags of 1,000 tablets. And I don't want people to have sticker shock, because the bags are $120, but with your discount code, it brings it down to $96. But consider this, you know, that using that quote from NASA that says 1 gram of algae has the same nutrition as 1,000 grams of vegetables. I did the math and realized each bag of our algae tablets has the same nutrition as 551 pounds of vegetables.
Wow.
Now, at 551 pounds of vegetables at $3 a pound, that's over $1,500. So that's why I call it efficient nutrition. It's also 551 pounds of vegetables you didn't have to carry home, you didn't have to clean, you didn't have to cook or throw out when nobody ate them, right? So it's very nutritious, very efficient. But if you don't want to do the full bag, you can go to Amazon. We sell them in little pouches with 30 tablets in them like this. And you can try them out, make sure that you're happy with them, and then come back to the website, energybits.com, and use your Dr. Will Cole discount code for 20% off.
Thank you, friend. That's very generous of you.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thank you. It's good stuff. I tell you, yeah. I'm going to live forever on this. I need more people around as I can hang out with when I'm 120 years old.
All right. Thank you again. Thank you. At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have already come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. Now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Amy. Amy asks, does fasting help with gut health? And if so, how? And what kind of fasting do you recommend to support gut health? All right, let's talk about it. There's actually a lot of compelling evidence in the scientific literature looking at this. I talk about some of these exciting studies in Intuitive Fasting. So if you want further expounded reading on this, check out my book, Intuitive Fasting. And I talk about this at drwillcole.com as well. But for the sake of answering this question on the podcast, I won't just send you to different places. Let's answer it right here. There is a new study out of the University of California, San Diego. It really is looking at this rhythmic circadian rhythm of the microbiome. And you all know I love my gut health microbiome research. We know that there are upwards of 1,000 different bacterial species that reside in our gut garden. It could go upwards of 100 trillion microorganisms, depending on the study that you look at. This new paper was published recently in Cell Reports out of UCSD. And what they found was that based on different feeding patterns, we can influence our gut microbiome, our microbiome metropolis. In both mice and people, our ileum is the final stretch of our small intestines, connecting to what's known as the cecum, the first part of the large intestine. In the ileum, nutrients are drawn out of a liquefied food. And in the cecum, which also marks the beginning of the colon, the process of extracting water begins. Both processes are complex, they're dynamic, they're profoundly influenced by the foods that we eat and also when we eat. It's really important for us to realize that our gut microbiome is constantly and dynamically changing throughout the day. Now, again, not only based on what we're eating, but also the specific windows and times of day throughout our day. What these researchers are looking at is that these cyclical changes in the gut microbiome are really important for our health since they help with the circadian clock in our body. And with that, the regulation and control of our blood sugar, glucose, cholesterol, fatty acids, our metabolism, inflammation levels, just overall metabolic, immune, and endocrine health. The researchers looked at how diet-induced obesity, or DIO, and time-restricted feeding, or TRF, or time-compressed feeding, which is a type of intermittent fasting, how it altered ileal microbiome composition and something called transcriptome, which is the protein coding part of an organism's genome in mouse models. The researchers found that when there was a lack of time-restricted feeding. Basically, this was a study done on mice, and the mice could eat as much as they wanted whenever they wanted. It resulted in disruption to the gut microbiome rhythms and the signaling pathways that helps modulate our intestinal clocks. In other words, the mice became overweight and unhealthy from a metabolic standpoint. Inflammation levels come up, their metabolism was unhealthy. It was interesting that restricting food access with time-restricted feeding, basically eating in specific windows, acts not only through restoration of patterns affected under the unhealthy state, but also through new pathways. Those findings underscore the influence of the foods that we eat and time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting in maintaining a healthy gut microbiome, which in turn really modulates and balances our circadian rhythms throughout our body that governs our metabolic health. So basically, our gut has an internal clock, just like our circadian rhythm of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, so the brain adrenal axis. Cortisol levels are slightly higher in the morning, and then we have this nice S-shaped curve throughout the day. That's not the only aspect to our body clock. When we're looking at cortisol and melatonin for day and night, our gut microbiome also has a circadian rhythm. And time-restricted feeding, which is a specific type of intermittent fasting, is a great way to reset your gut clock. I love this research. It's so great. So if you're struggling with metabolic issues or digestive problems or different inflammatory problems, consider leaning into time-restricted feeding. There's a place for longer types of fasts as well. I do water fasting intermittently throughout the year. For a deeper reset, I think it's a great consideration for some people when you're ready for it and if it's right for you. But what I love about time-restricted feeding and what this study was looking at out of UCSD was time-restricted feeding is very accessible and very realistic for most people. So this is what I recommend for most people that are looking to support their gut health with intermittent fasting. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back every Monday and Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.